This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linford.
And this is your Nishna Valley. It's football season.
Yeah, it sure is.
Are you excited?
I am.
Really?
Yeah, I got a fantasy team, so.
Oh, boy. You started that a few years ago, didn't you? The
all-girl
fantasy group?
It is, yep.
How are you doing? How's it working out?
Well, since season just started, I don't, you know, haven't really done much yet. My opponent that I'm going against for this week already has some points up on me. So hopefully come Sunday and Monday, I'll pull ahead.
Must have had either the Seahawks
or the Packers. I'm projected to win, so we'll see what actually.
By whom, you?
ESPN. Yeah. So I'm not really guaranteeing it, but I'm hoping. Because last year, when we did our draft, we went from the losers to the winners from last year. Yeah, I was right up at the top. I got to pick first or second this year, so.
That's not good.
It's not good, but hopefully this year will be better then.
So are you still the commissioner of the league?
I am.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, it's all girls. We don't really care too much, so.
It's funny. Most folks think of fantasy football leagues, and they probably think of guys in the back room chomping on cigars, eating pizza, and drinking a few adult beverages while they're trying to figure out what teams they're going to go through. And I know I used to participate in stuff like that, too.
My husband does, too, yep.
That was back before the internet. So we'd go out and we'd buy these magazines, you know, these preseason magazine prospectus things, and we'd go through those, and we'd make our lists and our draft boards and things so we knew what we were doing. You don't put that much effort into
no.
it. No. Not so much.
Pretty much all of us, the computer tells you who the best pick is, and that's usually kind of how everybody picks.
Well, that's not really fair.
It's not, but it helps for those who really don't know. They just want to take part and enjoy the games a little bit more when their husbands or, you know, whoever else is watching.
So really all you're doing is just taking these poor folks' money.
No, I lost last year, too. I had it awful last year. See, ESPN does not know what they're doing.
Have you not been paying attention? I was not good at it.
No, but it's still fun. You know, it gives you something to enjoy the games a little
more. Oh, yeah. You know, football season has kind of become something of a phenomenon, I think, in a large measure for a lot of folks around the country. Whether it's kids, men, women, it doesn't really matter. Mm-hmm. Young, old, it kind of spans the generations. And a lot of times it's not even really the football. You know, baseball is a game that it happens every day. Basketball, hockey, those are games that, you know, they happen about every other day. Football happens once a week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your team plays once a week, whether it's high school, college, professional. And it's kind of become, because it's just the once a week thing, there's the week-long buildup all the time to it. And then folks like to get together. It's a reason to socialize.
It is.
And sometimes it's not even the game itself. It's just the fact that there is one.
Mm-hmm.
So people like to get together. We talk about that all the time. During Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You know, the Super Bowl has become probably less of a football game and more of an event than anything else. But folks gather around, folks that didn't watch any football all season long, they'll gather around on Super Bowl Sunday because it's a reason to get together with friends and family and have good food and a little party and things.
And see some good commercials.
Yeah, well, that too.
Hopefully.
Always that. But yeah, it's kind of neat how that's kind of worked around. And so fall sometimes is the time of the year where we kind of come together again. We've gotten through vacations, we're starting another school year, and now there's a reason for everybody to get back to busy.
Indoors more.
Yeah, but we're back to busy time. So this is our time to kind of just forget about stuff.
Yeah.
Just, you know, watch a ball game, even if you don't watch the game, get together, hang around the snack tray, you know, throw something on the grill. Yeah, you can still grill.
Yeah,
we can do a little. We tailgate indoors.
Yeah.
Even if you don't go to the game and do your tailgating, folks like to get together, maybe in the neighborhood or with family and friends, and do their tailgating at home and enjoy the games. And it's kind of neat how that's kind of morphed. I think that's one of the reasons that football has become as popular as it has at most levels is because of the social aspect of
it. Right.
You know, folks just enjoy the opportunity to get together and to have some fun times. And, you know, if the football game works out, it works out. If it doesn't, well, that's all right. There's still more barbecue left over there on the grill.
There's more snacks.
No problem. Yeah. We get through it just fine. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the fall season, it's kind of fun. The weather starts to cool down. We've seen that now.
Yeah.
Weather starts to cool down a little bit. The days, of course, get a little shorter. But, you know, the leaves get, they're going to get to change in here not too far down the road. We're going to see, if you get outside, you know, make plans to get outside. You know, this is a great time of the year to be out because the weather's comfortable. The colors are just fantastic once things start happening. Don't let the kids sit in the house and miss it all. Get them out. Push them outside if you have to. Force them out the door. Make sure they get outside and enjoy some of that stuff and maybe make some neat memories. And a lot of fall festivals going on this time of the year, too. We're starting to see that. You know, as folks get together, too, whether it's for the football game or it's a festival or what have you. I had a chance this week to visit with Barb Fuller. She's the human sciences specialist, the health and nutrition person with the Extension, Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. So the month of September is National Food Safety Month, National Food Safety Education Month. Teach people how to prepare things in a safe manner. And I wonder if that doesn't have something to do with the fact that it is getting to be football season and folks do start to get together now for big parties and what have you and stuff. Because, you know, a lot of it is just the basic stuff. You know, the last thing you want to do is poison your friends. You know, football's supposed to be fun. You want to, you know, destroy the enemy, the other team, not your friends.
No.
But, you know, but she talks about some of the common things that you can do to keep simple things away. Because when you're having friends over, and you've got a large group, and maybe the kids are running around and stuff, sometimes you just forget about some stuff, and you just kind of take shortcuts and move forward. But, you know, she talks so much about how, you know, there are three key words: hot, soapy, water.
Okay.
Three key words all the time. You know, wash your hands, and do it often, front and back, between your fingers, under the fingernails, and again, in warm, soapy water, or hot, soapy water, how much you can stand, for at least 20 seconds. That doesn't sound like much. Sing the song Happy Birthday twice. You sing two choruses, that'll get you 20 seconds.
Okay.
Before and after every step in preparing or eating your foods. And make sure you clean all the work surfaces. Often, remove those food particles, any spills. And again, hot soapy water. Okay. Non-food items, the mail, newspapers, purses, tote bags, backpacks, all that stuff. Because the kitchen in every house is a collection point.
Yeah.
It always is. Keep them off of counters. Keep them away from food and utensils, because you don't know where those things have been either. But wash the counter carefully before and after food preparation, because those things leave germs and things around. Plus, think about cabinet knobs, the refrigerator handle. If you're going outside to get at the grill, the doorknob.
Yeah.
You know, if you're handling raw meat and then all of a sudden you're touching those things, you know, you want to clean that stuff off. You pick up the bacteria when you go to use the door again. So watch those things. Wash your dishes, your cutting boards, your cookware in the dishwasher or in hot, soapy water. And always rinse them well. And remember that if your plates are chipped, or maybe you've cut some things on them, they have little maybe, you know, knife marks on them. So china, those types of things, if it's chipped or whatever, that can collect bacteria anyway. It can hide any place. Replace any old cutting boards that you have that might have cracks or crevices, excessive knife scars to them. Because, again, bacteria settles in. Change your towels and dishcloths often. And wash them in the hot cycle of your washing machine. You know, you think you're cleaning something, doesn't mean you actually are. If you're using old, dirty...
Yeah. That's true.
You know, grungy, things that should be. Sponges don't last forever. SpongeBob, maybe. Sponges, not so much, all right? So you got to, you know, sometimes you throw them out and you get new stuff. Allow them to dry out between each use. If they're damp, they're the perfect breeding ground for bacteria if they never dry out. So throw out the dirty sponges or wash them in a bleach water solution. On the appliances, clean up the spills immediately. Wash appliances with hot, soapy water. And pay close attention to the refrigerator and the freezer shelves, too. The sides, the door where foods are stored. We've all seen little spills and things.
Yeah.
So you know how it can sit there forever. Spills and food splatters inside your microwave. They also collect bacteria. So clean it often as well. You know, if you want to have the friends over, especially as we're, you know, trying to have fun and enjoy the fall season, do it safely. Whether you're grilling outdoors or indoors, make sure you're cleaning up after yourself. You don't want all that bacteria and stuff building up. No. People are real quick. Barb talked about that. She said people are real quick if they get sick to say, oh, I have food poisoning. And they immediately think it was probably the last place they went out to eat. Actually, your places you go out to eat are probably a lot cleaner than the place that you're preparing stuff at home.
Yeah.
Not offending your cleaning skills at home, but... Hey, think about it. Those folks who, their livelihood depends on that. If they run a restaurant or a cafe or whatever, they're bound by certain laws, rules, regs, and whatever. You know, it's pretty important that they keep things clean and what have you. So a lot of times when people get sick, it's actually something that's happened at home.
Yeah.
They'll blame it on something else. But she said, you know, any kind of norovirus or whatever, when you get type of food poisonings, oftentimes that's 24 to 48 hours after you've actually got poison that you get the results. So that's why people tend to think, oh, well, last night we went out to eat here. It must be that. That was probably the night before when you ate at home.
Wow.
But you never know. So, yeah, keep it clean, keep it safe, and then your friends will keep coming over.
Yeah. You want that.
Yeah, it's a good thing, right? And if they don't come over to eat, You can always go out someplace.
Yeah.
Because look at all the different food things we have going on. My goodness. You got some stuff over there for us?
I do. Well, on Sunday, Higher Power, it's a Southern Gospel Quartet. They're going to be in concert. That's on September 7th at 1, and that's at the Atlantic United Church of Christ. They're located at 1607 Hazel Street here in Atlantic. They'll have fellowship after the concert, and then it's for a free will offering. If you have any questions, you can call 243-4846. Again, that's Higher Power. They'll be in concert on September 7th at 1 at the Atlantic United Church of Christ. The Mid-American Garden Tractor Pull will be held at the Cass County Fairgrounds on September 7th, also at 1. This free event is brought to you by Olson Fuel Supply, Dvorak Tire and Service, Ed's Lawn Equipment, Lindemann Tractor, KJA and Radio, Colon and Associates, and Atlantic Motor Supply. And again, that's the Mid-American Garden Tractor Pull at the Cass County Fairgrounds on September 7th at 1. It's free. You just want to bring your own lawn chairs. The Exira Blood Drive is on Monday, September 8th. It's at the Exira Rec Center from noon to 6. Audubon County Republican Central Committee's annual fundraiser picnic is on September 9th. It's at the Albert the Bull Shelter in Audubon. They're going to have their meal at 6:30 and then speakers at 7. Cost for the meal is $20 per person, and the Lincoln Club membership is $60 per person, but that also includes a meal. The Audubon County Republican Central Committee's annual fundraiser picnic on September 9th at Albert the Bull Shelter in Audubon. Brayton American Legion number 350's annual membership steak fry is coming up. It's in Brayton Town Hall from 5:30 to 8. They'll have steak or smoked chops with all the trimmings and your choice of desserts. Only $12 per plate, and the public is welcome to attend. It's the Brayton American Legion 350 annual membership steak fry at the Brayton Town Hall from 5:30 to 8, and again, that's on September 13th. Messina Mud Races are on September 13th at Thunder Valley in Messina. They have street stock, pro stock, modified, and outlaw classes. Cost is $5, or it's $15 for pit passes. They will have concessions available, and then check-in for the racers is from 2 to 4, and then the races start at 4. If you'd like more information on that, you can contact Mike at 779-0990. Again, that's the Messina Mud Races on September 13th at Thunder Valley, and the races start at 4.
You guys racing?
Of course we are. Well,
how's the truck, by the way?
Yeah, that is true. They haven't worked on it yet, so we'll see. He tipped it in Guthrie Center last weekend. So kind of hit a dry spot and just slowly tipped over on its side. It's dented up, but...
Nobody hurt.
Nope, they were fine. His dad had to crawl out the back window and push Mike up through the driver's window, and yep.
So I'm guessing they didn't win that race.
No, they did not. It was a good race, though, up until then.
Yeah, up until the truck tipped over. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a little scary, though, too. So, the Cass County Conservation Board, they're holding a free Mysterious Monarchs program. It's at the Camlin Addition Shelter at Sunnyside Park in Atlantic on September 13th at 2. And they'll also have one at the Outdoor Educational Classroom, which is near Messina, on September 13th at 4. You can discover monarch butterflies before their journey south, and they'll tag monarchs and show you how. You can get your own home tagging kit. You just need to pre-register for the kit and attend. You can call 769-2372 for the kit, and you don't have to be a registered camper to attend the program. Again, it's the free Mysterious Monarchs program. It's at the Camlin Addition Shelter at Sunnyside Park in Atlantic on September 13th at 2, and then in at the Outdoor Educational Classroom near Messina on September 13th at 4. First Church of Christ will have Church at the Park on September 14th at 10:30 at Sunnyside Park in Atlantic. There'll be live music, worship, food, bounce house, and pie contest. The Audubon County Hospital Foundation is hosting a masquerade jewelry fair. It's on September 15th. They're going to hold that from 10 to 5 at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. All jewelry, scarves, and accessories, they're only $5 each. You can stock up on unique holiday gifts or year-round gift giving. Again, it's the Audubon County Hospital Foundation's masquerade jewelry fair. All items $5, September 15th from 10 to 5, and that's at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. The second annual fall flea market in Elkhorn is coming up. It's not until October, but right now they're looking for some outdoor street vendors, if you're an antique dealer, junkers, DIY creators, crafts, and homemade items. Cost is $25, and you can call 764-2200 for more information on that, and that's for the second annual fall flea market in Elkhorn. Also coming up in Elkhorn is their Red Cross Blood Drive. It's September 16th, and it's from 11:30 to 5:30. They hold that at the Lutheran Church Fellowship Hall, and you can contact Ann White at 764-5888 to schedule an appointment, and of course, walk-ins are welcome. Also coming up with Red Cross Blood Drive is in Westphalia on September 18th from noon to 6 at St. Boniface Parish Center, and then in Atlantic on September 25th at the Atlantic Catholic Parish Hall or Parish Center from noon to 6. Let's see, towards the end of September is Coca-Cola Days. It's actually September 26th and 27th, and this year's theme is Thirst Knows No Season. On Friday, they'll have a tailgate party from 5:30 to 7 at the Rock Island Depot, just $6.50 for that. And then you can see Sneak Peek from 6 to 8 at the Herring Building. There's the Show, Shop, and Sell from 9 to 2 at the Herring Building. The Atlantic Coca-Cola Center and Museum. It's one of only three in the country, and that's open from 9 to 5. And then on Saturday, the 27th, is the Collector Showcase, again from 9 to 2. Museum's open from 9 to 4. And the CCC Annual Meeting at the Atlantic Elks Lodge. They have their social hour at 6 and then dinner at 6:30. And if you'd like a t-shirt, they are available $16 for a short sleeve or $22 for a long sleeve. And you can get those online and for more information at CocaColaDays.org. And again, the Coca-Cola Days are September 26th and 27th. Also that weekend is the Atlantic Business and Professional Women's Fall Citywide Garage Sales. It's on September 26th from 2 to 6 and September 27th from 9 to 4. And the last day to register for that is September 19th. And you can contact Becky Bonney at 254-0838. And they'll have maps available at the Atlantic Hy-Vee and Fairway and then all Casey's locations. And also the Atlantic Chamber, just Tuesday to Friday only. And then all signs need to be returned to 711 Oak Street and call if you need to have your sign picked up. So it's the Atlantic Business and Professional Women's Fall Citywide Garage Sales, September 26th from 2 to 6 and September 27th from 9 to 4.
Excellent. Lots of stuff there. We have plenty more stuff too. Let's take a quick break though, and we'll tell you more about it right after this.
Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cache County Memorial Hospital.
Generally, occupational therapy focuses specifically on hand and wrist and elbow injuries, while physical therapy addresses the back and lower body issues, any kind of leg, hip fractures, knee problems, etc. And physical therapy often works with a patient's mobility, their ability to transfer and ambulate, while occupational therapy would focus more on the patient's everyday tasks, such as dressing and bathing, preparing meals, things like that. And occupational therapy also tends to work a little bit more with cognitive issues, testing for cognitive decline and whether a patient is able to function safely on their own at home or if they would benefit from having more supervision. We complete safety evaluations in patients' homes to make recommendations so they can increase their safety and reduce their fall risk. There's a lot of areas where we overlap, but there's a lot of differences in what our goals are too. So
again, that's Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cass County Memorial Hospital.
Well, we have more stuff going on here around the area as well, including this weekend. This Sunday, September 7th, the St. Patrick's Fall Festival will be held at St. Patrick's Parish Center in Dunlap. That's from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., featuring Staley's Broasted Chicken Dinner. Chicken sounds good right now.
It does.
Adults $10, children 10 and under $5. There'll be all kinds of festival activities, bingo, kids' games, a cakewalk, a country store, grocery baskets, raffle items, $500 in cash drawings. There'll be a silent auction. Lots of stuff going on at the St. Patrick's Fall Festival at St. Patrick's Parish Center in Dunlap this Sunday, 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Also this Sunday, September the 7th, Irwin Rescue Breakfast and Bake Sale will be held at the Irwin Community Building. That's from 8 a.m. until noon. Free will donation will get you biscuits and gravy, eggs, ham, pancakes, toast, and a drink. Lots of stuff there, too, to eat. I thought they've got all the breakfast items covered.
Perfect.
That's this Sunday, 8 a.m. to noon, Irwin Community Building. They hope you can help them out. Also this Sunday, September 7th, St. Mary's Catholic Church in Anita is hosting a chicken dinner. Even the hand-drawn chicken dinner picture that they put on there looks good for some reason.
Yeah.
Staley's Catering will be providing the chicken, mashed potatoes and gravy, green beans, homemade salads and desserts. And that'll be from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Now, adults $9, children 5 to 12 or $4, 4 years and under can eat free. Carryouts are available from 10:30 to 12:30, and they will deliver to shut-ins only if you call them at 762-3773. Again, that's St. Mary's Catholic Church in Oneida. The Chicken Dinner this Sunday, September 7th, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., featuring Staley's Chicken and all the fixins. Also coming up not too far down the road, the Guthrie County Republican Party will host a fundraiser. It's a pie auction and pork dinner. It's on Sunday, September 14th at 4 p.m. They'll have pie, homemade pies from different candidates and folks that they'll be auctioning off. They'll have a number of special guests there, the candidates for different offices. And then they'll also have, of course, dinner, the pork dinner. And that's a free will offering is what they're asking for there. So, again, that's coming up on Sunday, September 14th, 4 p.m. And that's at the Guthrie Center Activity Center in Guthrie Center. Also coming up on September 17th, the United Methodist Church in Oneida will hold its fall supper at the Fellowship Hall. That's from 5 to 7 p.m. Now, the menu will include roast beef, mashed potatoes and gravy, green beans, salad, rolls, and pie. They're asking for a free will offering. Carryouts will begin at 4 p.m., and you can call 762-3869 if you'd like to place your carryout orders. That's the United Methodist Church of Oneida fall supper, Wednesday, September 17th, 5 to 7 p.m., in the Fellowship Hall, roast beef, mashed potatoes and gravy, all the fixins for your free will offering. Also, the Atlantic Lions Club has its waffle supper coming up on Thursday, September 18th. And that'll be from 4:30 to 7 p.m. at the 4-H Community Center, the Cass County Community Center here in Atlantic. Now, the cost is $7 for adults over 13, $4 for children 4 to 12, and 3 and under can eat free. And all the proceeds will benefit local, national, and international Lions Club projects that we've become so used to over the years. Again, that's the Atlantic Lions Club Waffle Supper, Thursday, September 18th, at the Cass County Community Center in Atlantic from 4:30 to 7 p.m. They hope you have some time to stop on by and enjoy that. Also, I noticed the Southwest Iowa Special Olympics will be holding its second annual Southwest Iowa Open Cycling Tournament and Coaches Clinic. And that'll be on Saturday, September 20th at the AHST High School in Avoca. Now, this is an open tournament, so cyclers from any Iowa district can attend. They'll have time trials starting at 10 a.m. In several different divisions. And they also have all kinds of things going on. Bikes may be provided as well, but they do ask you to bring your own bicycle and all that kind of stuff. The coaches clinic will be held from 11 a.m. to noon at the same location. And if you'd like more information about that event, you can call Will Schaefer or Martin Wright, and they can get you more information about the second annual cycling event, the Southwest Iowa Open Cycling Tournament. Also coming up on Sunday, September 21st, the Nathaniel Hamlin Park Fall Festival will be held. That's a mile south of Audubon. The Audubon County Historical Society will be sponsoring that event. Sunday, September 21st, that's from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Lots of different types of activities. They'll have, there's Sue Croker, the first place winner in the 2014 Iowa State Fair Accordion Playing Competition, will be providing some music in the Meeting Hall dining area from 11:30 to 1. The Poor Farm Pickers with Joe Bean starting at 1:15. It'll be guitars, fiddles, banjos. Bring lawn chairs and enjoy. The historical museums, the one-room country schoolhouse, the blacksmith shop will be open. You can tour the current renovations on the house museum. They'll make apple cider. You can feed the elk from the gazebo and see their new baby. There'll be a farmer's market, a flea market. There'll be crafts. The Bargain Barn will be open Saturday from 8 a.m. until noon. Also, the Bargain Barn will open Sunday, the 21st, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. They'll have a grilled smoked pork chop dinner with scalloped potatoes, green beans, coleslaw, rolls, pie, or dessert and beverage. Boy, that just sounds like a good fall
potatoes.
Meal.
Yeah, scalloped potatoes. I haven't had that in a while.
$10 is the cost for adults. They have a kid's meal, hot dog, drink, dessert, and chips for $4. Serving gets underway at 11 a.m. that day. And admission to come into the event is just $1 for one person or $2 for two or more people in the car.
Oh,
so
wow.
Load up the car. And that's supported by Thrivent Financial. They also have a bounce house for the kids. There'll be mini horses, mini mules, mini donkeys, all kinds of things there, too. So Nathaniel Hamlin Park Fall Festival, that's Sunday, September 21st, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the location just a mile south of Audubon, sponsored by the Audubon County Historical Society. Hope you get a chance to enjoy all of those activities as well. That's all I've got for those types of events.
Okay.
Got some birthdays?
I do. The children and grandchildren of Vadis Jensen would like to help her celebrate her 88th birthday, which is on September 7th, by honoring her with a card shower. You can send birthday wishes to her at 409 South Carthage in Exira, 50076. So happy birthday to Vadis Jensen, celebrating her 88th birthday on September 7th. And you can send her a card, wish her a happy birthday with her card shower at 409 South Carthage in Exira, 50076. Also, happy birthday to Doris Evans, who's having a card shower for her 85th birthday, which is Monday, September 8th. You can send her a card to 11698 520th Street in Elliott, 51532. Again, that's Doris Evans celebrating her 85th birthday on September 8th. And you can send her a card, wish her happy birthday to 11698 520th Street in Elliott, 51532. Also like to wish happy 90th birthday to Elaine Smith Hildebrand, celebrating her birthday on September 12th. Her husband Virgil and children Bill and Denise Hildebrand of Atlantic, Jane and Dwayne Lockhart of Dysart, and Joyce Gary Beadle of Avoca are hosting the card shower. And you can send her a card to 39683 Mahogany Road in Hancock, Iowa, 51536. So happy birthday to Elaine Smith Hildebrand, celebrating her 90th birthday on September 12th. And you can send her a card to wish her happy birthday at 39683 Mahogany Road in Hancock, 51536. I'd like to wish happy 80th birthday. The family of Merle Lawyer is planning a card shower in his honor for his 80th birthday. It's on September 12th. And you can reach him a card. You can send him a card to 2108 7th Street in Harlan, 51537. He has many grandchildren, step grandchildren, and great grandchildren. So happy 80th birthday to Merle Lawyer, celebrating his 80th birthday on September 12th. And you can send him a card to 2108 7th Street in Harlan, 51537. Over at the Friendship Home, we'd like to wish happy birthday to Lenore LaFoy, celebrating her birthday on September 7th. Over at the Exira Care Center, got a few birthdays there. Happy birthday to Virginia Bornhold, who celebrated her birthday on September 3rd. Also to Jessie Olson, who celebrated her birthday on September 4th. And happy birthday to Catherine Schmidt. She celebrated her birthday on September 5th. And again, from Exire Care Center is Vadis Jensen, celebrating her birthday on September 7th. Over at the Salem Lutheran Home, we'd like to wish happy birthday to Keith Heelson, celebrating his birthday on September 7th. Also, happy birthday to Evelyn Frampton, celebrating her birthday on September 9th. Happy birthday to Danny Lyman, celebrating his birthday on September 10th. And happy birthday to Shirley Parmley, celebrating her birthday on September 12th. And also to Patricia Boner, celebrating her birthday on September 12th.
All right, very good. Wish all those folks a happy birthday. Just a couple of minutes left here. I want to throw this in real fast. I had a chance this last week to visit with Dave Hancock of Atlantic. Dave is a 1950 Wyota High School graduate. And he sat down and visited with me a little bit about the Wyota All-School Alumni Reunion. They do that every few years. The next one is coming up July 10th and 11th of 2015. So they're in the planning stages now. Of course, that's kind of a closed club. There are no more graduates coming out of the Wyota school because there is no Wyota school. So they're all getting a little bit older, and they still get together.
Oh, good.
Each time for the reunions, and they have a great time. But they're looking for some more people to be involved in the planning, and if folks have any memorabilia, photos, things like that, they're looking for folks to share with those, too. So, again, if you can help them out, you can contact Dave Hancock here in Atlantic or any of the other members of the committee. And then also, again, that reunion date is July 10th and 11th of 2015, so coming faster than we realize. The Wyota All-School Alumni Reunion. The school has been out of existence for over 50 years, but people still get together for reunions.
That's pretty cool.
That is pretty neat. Well, hey, we hope you have a great weekend and enjoy the enjoy whatever football you enjoy, right?
Yeah.
There you go. Hey, this is Jim Field.
And Stacy Linfer.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.